Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. India's Christians see hope in an upcoming Supreme Court case that could bring relief from persecution. Then, learn how Cuba is serving an unexpected purpose in gospel resource distribution. We'll unpack that story in a few moments. But first, the new anti-conversion law in India's Rajasthan state increases the risk of persecution for Christians. But there's also new hope for nationwide relief. First, the new challenge. Rajasthan's law, adopted October 8th, is an open door for accusations. Here's Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs, USA.
The Rajasthan law puts in place the possibility of life in prison for encouraging someone to change their religion, and anyone can report it. You don't have to have been present for the conversation. You can file a report even if you don't know hardly anything.
For years, Christians have contended that India's constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but the Hindu nationalist-led government supports contradictory anti-conversion laws. That's why all eyes are on the India Supreme Court case currently scheduled for November 4th.
They're not considering the constitutionality of the anti-conversion laws yet, but they are considering putting a stay on the enforcement of the laws while they consider the constitutionality.
Please pray the Supreme Court decision could lift this persecution for good.
If they didn't want to take a controversial stand that these laws are unconstitutional, they could just leave the stay in place and then not ever issue a final ruling about the constitutionality.
Also, the events of October 7, 2023 shook the foundations of faith for many Israelis. Aliyah Butoli from Beit Hillel Congregation says people lost hope in the army, the government, and even their idea of God as a protector.
We had a big collapse of hope, and people had no hope to leave.
The war deeply affected him, a regular churchgoer with an active ministry, now serving in military uniform.
The first 5 months of the war, I wasn't able to share the gospel. I needed the gospel.
Butoli, his brother, and friends served in the army, often encountering firsthand the horrors of war and uncertainty of survival. The death of his friend David added to the grief.
It wasn't easy to see how your friend died, my personal friend, and then many others.
After a few months, Butoli's faith in God was restored. He realized that as much as he needed hope, others around him needed it even more.
We know what the only hope is, Jesus Christ, and he is the only one who can bring us hope for a future and for a life, for eternal life.
Together with other believers, he visited soldiers, bringing them hope and aid. They serve as a bridge between Christian communities and Israeli people. Pray for their efforts in sharing gospel to wounded hearts. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. In other news, Mission Cry recently had the opportunity to send 10,000 of their Spanish New Testament Bibles to Cuba and the surrounding areas, according to Mission Cry President Jason Wolford. Cuba is number 26 on World Watch's list of 50 countries where Christians face the most extreme persecution.
You know, when we see the Word of God being distributed, when we see lives being changed, that being a distribution point, if you can imagine, of stuff going out from Cuba to Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and Haiti, Venezuela, just in Colombia, seeing how God's using that as a hub is truly miraculous.
Crime is also on the rise there, according to the Cuban Observatory of Citizen Audit.
And so it's so exciting to know that we have the word there, giving it to people that are in a bad way, right? Those that are being persecuted, and then hopefully reaching those that are doing the persecuting. You know, when we see the word of God being distributed, when we see lives being changed, if you can imagine stuff going out from Cuba to Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and Haiti, Venezuela, and Colombia, seeing how God's using that as a hub is truly miraculous.
To learn more about Mission Cry's work and how to support it, read the full report online. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through October 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.